Part 4. The Right Process. We've explored product teams in Part 2, and we described how we decide what each team needs to focus on in Part 3. In Part 4, I explain how product teams do their job. We'll work through the techniques, activities, and best practices used to repeatedly discover and deliver successful products. Even though this part is titled The Right Process, I hope you'll soon realize that the right process is not any single process. Rather, it's more accurately described as a combination of techniques, mindset, and culture. I mostly emphasize discovery techniques, as our focus is on product managers, and that is their primary responsibility. The bulk of the product manager's time needs to be focused on working with her product team, with her key stakeholders, and with her customers to discover solutions that her customers love and that work for the business. Keep in mind, however, that the product manager and product designer do need to ensure that they're available to answer questions from the engineers that arise during delivery activities. Normally, answering these delivery questions is on the order of half an hour to an hour of time per day. Product discovery. Overview. Most of us are working on solving some pretty hard problems, and it usually ends up taking some fairly complex systems to power these solutions. For most teams, there are two very significant challenges to tackle. First, discovering in detail what the customer solution needs to be. That includes everything from making sure there are enough customers that even need this solution, the demand, and then coming up with a solution that works for our customers and for our business. Even harder, we need to make sure we come up with a single solution that works for many customers and not a series of specials. To do this, we need to be able to test out many ideas, and we need to do this quickly and inexpensively. Second, we need to ensure we deliver a robust and scalable implementation that our customers can depend on for consistently reliable value. Your team needs to be able to release with confidence. While you'll never have 100% confidence, you should not have to release and pray. So, we need to learn fast, yet also release with confidence. It's understandable that many people might naturally view these two difficult goals as at odds with each other. We are in a big hurry to push something out, to learn what works and what doesn't, yet we don't want to release something that's not ready for prime time and risk hurting our customers and damaging our brand. I spend a lot of my time visiting with product teams. I have, on occasion, been called out for pushing hard 1 minute for the team to be much more aggressive in getting out to customers and getting early feedback on their ideas, and then just minutes later pushing that same team hard not to compromise their standards on releasing scalable, fault-tolerant, reliable, high-performance, secure software. You might also recognize this problem in another guise. Many teams get into a lot of grief with the concept of a minimum viable product, MVP, because on the one hand, we are very motivated to get this out in front of customers fast to get feedback and learn. And on the other hand, when we do get out there fast, people feel like this so-called product is an embarrassment to the brand and the company. How could we possibly consider launching this? In this section, I clarify how strong teams work to meet these dual and simultaneous objectives of rapid learning and discovery, yet building stable and solid releases in delivery. In general, I find that most product teams have a much better sense of how to accomplish the second goal of delivering solid software than how to accomplish the first goal of rapid experimentation and discovery. Continuous delivery is a good example of an advanced delivery technique I find in teams that understand the importance of a series of small, incremental changes to a complex system. Part of what causes confusion is a dilution of what is really meant when we call something a product, or product quality, or productized, or live in production. I always try hard to reserve the term product to describe the state at which we can run a business on it. Specifically, it is scalable and performant to the degree necessary. It has a strong suite of automated regression tests. It is instrumented to collect the necessary analytics. It has been internationalized and localized where appropriate. It is maintainable. It is consistent with the brand promise. And most important, it is something the team can release with confidence. This is not easy. It's where most of the time goes when our engineers are building. As such, we try very hard not to waste this effort. Doing all this work when the product manager isn't even sure this is the solution the customer wants or needs is a recipe for product failure and big waste. So, the purpose of product discovery is to make sure we have some evidence that when we ask the engineers to build a production quality product, it won't be a wasted effort. And this is why we have so many different techniques in product discovery. We've got techniques for getting a much deeper understanding of our users and customers, and for validating product ideas both qualitatively and quantitatively. And, in fact, most of the techniques don't require the developer's time, which is important because we appreciate how much time and effort needs to go into creating production-quality software in delivery. Much of the key to effective product discovery is getting access to our customers without trying to push our quick experiments into production. If you are an early-stage startup and you have no customers, then of course this is not really an issue, and it's very likely premature to even be creating production-quality software. But for most of us, we have real customers and real revenue, so we do have to care about this. Later in this section, we'll talk about the techniques that allow for rapid experimentation in a responsible way in larger enterprise companies. But here's the key. If you want to discover great products, it really is essential that you get your ideas in front of real users and customers early and often. If you want to deliver great products, you want to use best practices for engineering and try not to override the engineers' concerns.